This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by O'Leary Law Associates, offering clients the benefit of over 60 years of combined legal experience in real estate, litigation, commercial, probate, trust, and estate planning matters. To consult with O'Leary Law Associates, please call 401-615-8584 or visit them online at O'LearyLaw.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to IREM Today, the property management show here on AM 790.
We're now in stereo, I guess.
We are. But I don't think anybody heard that.
Maybe not, just us.
So today is Tuesday, 11/28/2017, just turned to 4:07 p.m. Hi.
How are you?
I'm fat and happy.
Was your Thanksgiving wonderful?
It was fat and happy. I know. It was busy. We didn't stop.
No?
Eating, playing games, going outside. Mm-hmm. It was just a lot. I took the kids up to Connecticut for a couple of days to go visit the BF and his kids, and it was just nonstop action.
Fun, food.
Mommy needed a little vacay after that. And then coming home on Sunday, we had two birthday parties to attend.
Oh, my gosh.
The first one right out the gate was at a inflatable jumpy house trampoline place. I'm like, oh, my God. But we had a lot of fun. It was a good time. Good people, good food, good stuff, Chrissy.
Good stuff. My favorite line that you use all show.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. I mean, I ate like a pig.
Did you have an Armenian turkey?
I don't know. I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean it's like it has extra feathers?
Armenia?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What is an Armenian turkey?
I just think everything you do is Armenian.
It's very Armenian. Armenian.
Oh, I like that.
Yes. It was great. I made some appetizers. My sister made a whole bunch of desserts. My mother cooked dinner. And I don't know. I feel like I just ate and ate and ate.
That's all I did.
And ate.
You didn't bring me anything, though.
I didn't see anything from me either.
Because I made a Bailey's chocolate chip cheesecake. It was yummy.
Whoa.
Because it had to have some Bailey's in it.
Yeah.
It was yummy.
I'm surprised it wasn't a wine biscuit. No wine biscuits?
A wine cheesecake. All right. So my name is Dina Cimarelio, and I'm here in the studio every Tuesday with my co-host, Chrissy Danielian.
Lucky us. Lucky us working with each other.
And in case you're tuning in for the first time, IREM Today is your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we know that there's a lot of these fun syndicated programs here on this station. However,
we're not one of them. We are fun.
We are.
We do talk about food a lot.
We do.
Moderately, very entertaining. Ugh. Yes. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Keep slipping up,
so
kid.
But because we are live and local, that means that you can call us here in the studio if you have any questions about property management or about advertising or anything to do with the realm of property management and managing your property better. You can give us a call in the studio at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790.
There you go.
There we go.
And if you're wondering what IREM stands for, IREM stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management. And we are the most professional group in the world.
Worldwide.
For managing real estate.
Yep. You love that. You love worldwide.
International chapters.
I know.
Right?
It's wonderful.
And we have a guest in studio today.
I know. We can't leave her out over here.
Who do we have?
I can't see her.
We can't see her.
So it's Holly Rigoli from Paleino Properties.
Who is also the vice president of our Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88. So welcome to the show, Holly.
Hello there. Thank you.
You're welcome. We're glad to have you here today. We got some great topics that we're going to talk to Holly about in the upcoming segment. So we're going to get back to her shortly. Getting back onto our IREM. As I just mentioned, Holly is the vice president of our Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88. And another thing that you might be wondering is, what does IREM do? What do we do here at IREM?
Well, we are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So if you manage an elderly housing building or a single family home or a tenement building, then the Institute of Real Estate Management is for you. Also, if people are looking for a career in property management, or maybe, I don't know, you're stuck in your little cubicle, you hate your job, you just want to look for something where it's a little bit different and every day is a little bit different, or maybe you want to have some kind of training or an education, or my favorite part of the show,
ethics,
even a type of designation.
Oh, yeah.
So that way you can be recognized as a professional property manager. The Institute of Real Estate Management actually offers two designations. Our first designation is the ARM, which, what does it stand for, Dina?
The Accredited Residential Manager.
Yeah.
Which you are.
I am.
You smile so bright every time we talk about it.
But my crown's a little smaller today.
Oh, because we have a CPM in the
house.
That's
right. And the second designation is our CPM. And that stands for our Certified Property Manager. And Holly is actually a CPM, and we're going to talk with her a little later about the CPM. But, I mean, we do offer both of those. And I know that we always like to say that the CPM designation is like a degree from Harvard University.
It is.
I mean, Jack, where's Jack Benz been?
Supposedly, we're going to see him. We're going to he'll be in studio next Tuesday, right? Yes. Before the our holiday installation
I
dinner.
I can't wait for him to tell me all about Harvard University.
I feel like he has not been here forever.
I know.
Right?
It's a blast from the past. I don't know what happened.
We're going to welcome him back.
I know.
So now, Chrissy, well, yes. maybe we should ask Holly this question.
Yes, she is a certified property manager.
There you go. Why don't you ask her the question?
So being a CPM.
So I'm not offended.
No, that's fine. I don't want to upset you, Dina. But being a CPM, if a CPM walked into your business and said, I'm a CPM, I'm looking for work, and you also had another qualified candidate that's just maybe a property manager, has a few years of property management experience under their belt, who would you want to hire, probably, knowing that one is a CPM one is a CPM and the other one is just maybe works
just
as a property manager.
Just has like in-field training, yeah. And they've been in the business for maybe 20 years or so. They never went to go and get, you know, fully trained and got their designation, but they've still been in the biz.
100%, I can say definitely the CPM. Number one, their ethics. To become a CPM, you have to abide by our code of ethics. And you know that a CPM has a certain number of years experience. You know what kind of experience they have. You know what courses they have taken. And you know that they've got the experience that you need.
All right. There you go.
And what is wonderful about IREM is that they're willing to train people to get the correct education. So there are some companies that will even train people for the CPM designation. They might... it might be required for them to go and get their CPM designation or the ARM designation through IREM. But if you wanted to go out on your own and you have a background in property management and, you know, because there is a cost associated with everything.
There is.
Both of these designations do also associate a cost.
Yes.
But what's great about IREM is they do offer a scholarship program to alleviate some of the cost.
And I have to admit, I actually was on the website today kind of poking around.
Oh boy, my crown is getting very dim over here.
It's poking around, thinking about doing the ARM courses we have coming up in January. I don't know, I'm thinking about it. And actually we have a coffee hour coming up on Thursday. The ARM coffee hour.
If you're interested.
Yeah, if you're interested, what is that? That is at, let's see, I know it's at the Hillcrest, I believe, apartments in Providence, owned and managed by POA Communities. I know that our ARM representative on the ARM committee, Anna Serrano, is going to be hosting it. And it's kind of, Holly, will you be there at the ARM coffee hour?
I will not. I have a drop-off duty with kids in the morning.
Oh, gotcha.
But there will be some great people there.
All right. Yeah. So, and basically it's just going to be, from what we understand, just,
it's,
you know,
free
an informal, just informational, you know, kind of like get together to learn a little bit about the ARM and the courses and how you can apply maybe for the scholarship. Yeah, so.
And it's Thursday, November 30th at Hillcrest Village Apartments at 8:30 a.m. So if you're interested in becoming an ARM, I think that this is a wonderful event. It's coffee hour with El Presidente, Carrie Corbin.
She'll be there. She said she was going, right?
Yep.
That's right.
She will be there.
Oh. And, we just heard she might not be there. We shall see.
Well, there'll be
Anna Serrano. Trying to trick me to get there.
Yeah, maybe.
So, speaking about the scholarship, we offer it by IREM, and that's what I was looking at online. So if you go to IREMRI.org and you go under, Events and Education, and click on Scholarships, you'll see what the requirements are to submit, along with the application, what you need. The scholarship does alleviate 75% of the costs, right?
Right.
And which is a huge, huge expense not have to, you know, incur.
Right. And then I know that when Sue Monahan was on here, she also, I didn't even know that there was a national scholarship
as well. I didn't
either.
But I actually just found it, believe it or not, when I was on the IREM.org, the national website. It wasn't as clear and cut and dry as ours is in how to find it. I actually had to go on to find out about the credentials. Then I had to find ARM and ARM resources, and that's how we found them on the national site. If you are interested in applying for the scholarship, you can definitely go to iramri.org. You can fill out the form and submit it to Karen Cuddle.
Who is Karen Cuddle?
There you go. Karen Cuddle is our association executive, and you can reach Karen directly at 401-479-7734. You're always welcome to call her. You're always welcome to drop a line and email her.
Yes, and I know that we've talked a little bit about our installation dinner next week, which I'm excited. Vice Presidente here will be inducted
again.
She
will be there, yes.
But that is going on next week, and yes. I know that it is now closed online, but maybe.
I'm glad you made it in, right? Nothing like wait until last minute.
I just said
you registered yesterday.
No, I said yesterday was the last day to apply.
When did you?
Last week.
Really?
Wednesday.
I want to see the email where it's date and time stamped.
Wednesday. I registered for it because I knew Thursday I wasn't going to. So.
Oh, and Friday.
Yeah.
There you go.
So Wednesday I did. All right. I registered for it. There's going to be quite a few people from PASERN that are going to be there.
How many are getting installed?
There's just two.
Oh, two ARMs?
Yeah.
Any CPMs?
No.
Do we have any CPMs that are getting their installed?
No? I don't think so.
No? So, all right.
Actually, wait. Deidre.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, Deidre Hart. Deidre from, oh my God.
I got nothing for you. I can't contribute.
Deidre Tart.
Tart. I said
yes.
Hart.
She got everything all done way back in the spring, and she's just been.
Oh, nice.
She will be, yes.
Oh, that's great. See that? So we'll have a CPM and some ARMs.
Yes. And our board.
Our board, yeah. Our executive board members, they're all going to get installed again. Was that for the 2018 year? Was it one year term or two years? 2 years. So we'll be working with you for the next 2 years. You'll be the vice president, lady. So we got some good stuff planned.
Good stuff.
We're going to talk to Holly when we come back.
Yes.
Right? So right now, I think we're going to go to a break.
Sure.
All right. You're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show. We will be right back after this. Yeah. Okay. It is 4:20 and we are back here at IRM Today, the Property Management Show. I am
a little siskumba over here, a little bebop.
I'm Dina Cimarelli along with my co-host Chrissy Danielian, and we're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Before we left for break, we were pretty much going over all of our IRM stuff, talking about the scholarship fund, and we did announce earlier in the show that we have a special guest in studio today. We have Holly Rigoli, who is the Vice President of the Greater Rhode Island Chapter. Chapter 88. So welcome again, Holly, to the show.
Thank you.
And Holly, what's your official title over at Paolino Properties?
I am the property manager of 100 Westminster Street.
Oh, okay. Very good. And we did mention that Holly also has her CPM.
She has her CPM.
She does.
She's gold crown. I'm just a silver crown over here.
You're kind of like silver plated.
Oh. But I think it's always interesting to see how people get into property management.
Everybody's story is so different. We have Holly, just so you know, we have a theater major in the house, Chrissy, who somehow became an ARM of like a 9 million unit building.
It's fine. It happens. I bring drama every day to work. I don't know.
Sue Monahan told us she went to school for education and now, you know, she's on the educational committee, but, you know, and she likes to further teach. But again, it's just we kind of find it, you know, just people don't necessarily pick property management. It picks them.
No, really. Everyone I've pretty much ever talked to, no one ever says I go to school. I'm going to go to school for property management. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets into it by accident.
So how did you get into it?
My grandmother, actually. So my grandmother lived in an elderly housing complex in Woonsocket. And I remember, you know, so it's one of those, it was subsidized housing. So her rent adjusted annually based on her income. And she used to get so upset. She's like, I'm so afraid to go to the property manager. She's like, I don't understand why my rent keeps going up. I get a little bit of an increase with my Social Security. My rent goes up. And I'm like, well, you know, it was really funny because I graduated from URI with a degree in general business administration. I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I liked the business area. I was really comfortable in it. And it was funny because so that was back in 2004. the job market was a little bit different back
same
then.
Same year as me. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Okay. See, we're young.
Yeah.
Okay. I try to
we'll
be.
Get in. We'll get into that.
So it was a little different back then. I just had my resume on Monster, and I got contacted by a small company, and they had a position open for assistant property manager at Hope Gardens, which is right next to La Salette, which is huge this time of year. I tried to go there the other day and got stuck in
traffic.
Forget
it. Yeah, traffic is ridiculous. Yeah.
But it was, 160-something unit place, and I got the job as the assistant property manager.
But you had no property management experience at all at the time. Okay.
I had my resume online.
Background in business, which is...
General business administration, but I worked forever. I've worked in a dentist, like, ever since high school. I did jobs, admin, dentist office, rental places, so I was always working, but I never knew really what I wanted to do. So they called me because my resume was on Monster, and I got called in and got hired on the spot, and I worked there for about 4 months. And I helped to recertify tenants and again adjust their rent, but I was able to kind of help them. A lot of them were elderly, and I got to help, which was really good.
Yeah.
After about 4 months, I got a call from my main office that said, hey, the assistant commercial manager is leaving pretty quickly and we need someone. Can you come help us out? And I said, sure. Then I kind of really fell in love with the commercial end of things. I, at one point, had 18 different properties between Rhode Island and Connecticut.
All commercial. Wow.
It was really neat. So I kind of switched gears on what I was doing a little bit. I wasn't really working with the tenants so much, like the individual people.
The people, the residents.
My tenants were representatives from each office, but I had all different kind of tenants in all different kinds of buildings.
Was it like medical buildings or just anything?
So anywhere, the biggest building I managed, it was about 200 and something thousand square feet, right in Warwick. It's where United Healthcare is. I had the Beacon Mutual building, Providence Mutual. I had
So it was all kinds of
all different kind of
companies
buildings,
that were inside.
Mostly office buildings, all different sorts of companies, and it was really interesting, and I really, really enjoyed it. And at that point, I was getting into budgeting and capital projects and dealing with stuff like that. And then I took another complete different turn and went into facilities management. After about 4 years or so, I was like, hey, I kind of want to do something a little bit different. And I ended up at the Dunkin' Donut Center in the convention center and was the facilities manager there.
Oh, that's cool.
That was really interesting because I was now I didn't have tenants individuals. I didn't have tenants companies. I was responsible for the facilities, and I got to do cool things like walk around and above like the arena at the Dunk kind of help out with the projects that they had over there, and it was really neat.
That's
very
exciting.
Very interesting.
I would enjoy that.
So how did you get over to Paleino now?
It was funny. They kind of did a little shift in things, and I got laid off for the first time ever.
At the Dunk.
I did. Like I said, it was the Dunk.
Was it the Civic Center?
The Rhode Island Convention Center, Dunkin' Donut Center, and the Veterans Memorial Auditorium were in my purview.
Oh, that's right.
So I was responsible for about 30 different trades who ran the everything to do with the facilities portion of things.
Gotcha.
So when I got laid off, it was so funny. So when I was at the first company I was at, the boss that I had at the time, the manager over there, had left that company the same day I got laid off, and she called me to let me know she was leaving. I said, hey, guess what? I lost my job. If you need help, I'll come help you. Here's the thing. I was 7 months pregnant at the time. She hired me, which was awesome. I was she knew she was hiring me. I've been literally at the building pretty much ever since I've been a parent. So,
God, that's amazing.
I started over there. It was really cool. So that building kind of is like my child.
Yeah,
I started there like a month or two before I had him. And, you know, I love it over there. So I am in a 20-story commercial high-rise. It's really cool. I've got some pretty cool tenants in the building. Everyone really is super nice there. And I get to deal with everything.
That's
from
nice.
Leasing to budgets, and there's never
a dull moment.
Yeah, no,
ever,
for sure.
I can
ever.
Attest to that.
it's a beautiful building. I go there a lot to go see the peeps over at Paleino and stop into Au Bon Pan and get some soup and maybe a bagel and chill out a little bit afterwards and do some follow-up work there. So it's a nice area. There's been construction going on over there forever.
And it's always going to be changing. Yes. They're going to be removing some of the buses and reconfiguring that. They're really trying to make downtown a better place.
Yeah.
We want to bring in more people.
And Joe's on board. He's on board with all that,
he
correct?
Has the bull by the horns on that one.
Yeah.
He is really trying to make it better. He owns so much property downtown.
Yeah.
And he just wants to see it better. And we want to bring in better people. We have some really cool tenants that have moved into our building and that
That's
we're
nice.
Hoping to expand. And it's just, it's fun and exciting.
So obviously you have a passion for this industry, and now what we're trying to do at IREM, your mission, you have a mission now where you're trying to bring younger people on board and kind of educate them. So what's been some of your outreach? How have you been trying to get that word out?
So a few years ago, when I started getting more involved in IRM, I was sitting at one of our appreciation events, and they were talking about our outreach committee, and all I could think about was I've worked with interns pretty much ever since I was at the convention center, and it's always been really cool to see an intern, a college student, come in and say, hey, I really don't know what I want to do either, but I'd like to try this. And then I've had a couple of them that actually went into property management, which was really, really cool to see. So I've always kind of had that passion to work with the younger generation. And recently I went to a training, a leadership training conference, and I learned that the average age of a property manager is 55.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, so they're going to be retiring in a few years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Few years,
we need another whole wave of a generation to come in.
We really do. So one of the things I've been doing is I'm kind of branching off. I'm kind of going to be helping out with another committee that we're going to be going into. It's the Young Professionals, so IRM Young Professionals or yes. Industry Young Professionals. And we want to bring in more people that are on the younger end or help develop, mentor those that are on the younger end to take over these positions when people retire and get them into the industry. No one really knows about property management until they find out about it by accident.
All right, cool. We are going to be taking a quick break. We have Holly Rigoli in studio. We were just talking about some great information about how she started and where she is now and what she plans on doing. We'll follow up with Holly when we get back. You're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show, and we'll be right back after this.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted...
Bronze, because that's higher than silver plated.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. No,
I think you're platinum. I think you're platinum, baby.
And we're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. We also have Holly Rigoli here in studio, and we were talking a little bit about getting the younger generation more involved in property management, trying to kind of pitch to them property management. Because I know even when I was in college, there was... I didn't know anything about property management. The first time I ever heard about it was when I got out of college and my roommate actually worked for Pacern Real Estate Group, actually. That's the first time that I ever heard about it.
You know, now that I think of it, I don't think I know your story. Mm-hmm. I think you just...
Oh, mine?
Yeah. Was that your story?
Well, I knew she could do it, so I could do it. No. No, so she was into it. And then I actually moved to Florida for a little while. I was managing a store down there and then moved back here.
This was after college.
After college. Yeah. Moved back here. Worked for the country club for a while. And then...
So all the theater training in college really amped you up for store training, club.
All management.
Bourgeois.
Yep, all management. And then when I came back, I started working at the country club again. And then from there, I saw them advertised online. And I was like, well, I remember so-and-so that did it, so I don't see why I can't do it.
Yeah.
So then I applied. And they loved me.
And no. You're doing it. You're still doing it.
I know. 9 years later.
You've been with Pacern that long, right?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I know.
That's pretty amazing.
I know. Maybe next year I'll get my 10-year pin.
You will. Either a decade.
A whole decade.
Oh, man.
I know. But we were talking a little bit about getting the younger generation involved because the average age of a property manager is 55 years old. So what kind of efforts, what kind of outreach have you done, Holly, over the past 6 months that you've been reaching out to people?
So we've gone, actually, back in October, I stopped by at URI. I got invited back as an alum to talk to a group of general business students because that's what degree I graduated in. And it was really cool. There's probably somewhere around 60 students there, and I got to kind of give them my little career path story. And I had one student reach out to me after, which was really neat, and he came back to the office with me, and I think I met with him for about an hour and a half or so, because he's like, you know what, your story resonates with me. I kind of do that thing now with the job that I'm doing, and it seems like a career path that I might be interested in. I left the open door. I left my contact information. I also left the book. There's so many different jobs you can do in property management or related to property management. I'm supposed to be going back probably, I think, in December to speak with at Terre Haute at their career in Voc Tech School, mm-hmm. To their hospitality class. I went, I want to say maybe in the springtime or so. What's great is with property management, there's so many different... It's so easy to get into.
If you
have good customer service skills and you can handle problems, you can handle... day-to-day things, it's really easy to transition into it.
It translates very well. I've always said that, like, anybody in the hospitality industry, like, when we do interviews and or I see a resume and I'm like, oh, well, they don't really have any property management experience, but they were a waitress and they have a background maybe in management and something else, or maybe, I don't know, even just customer service, general phone calls. I feel like that always translates very well. When you have a background in customer service, when you're dealing with the same people every day or dealing with people in situations that sometimes are not that pleasant,
yeah.
It's easy. It's a much easier transition for people to get into property management than maybe start a whole new career. If they have a background in customer service or anything like that, hospitality industry, that's very easy. Mm-hmm. Look at Dina over here. Miss Baker.
I know, customer service. I owned a bakery. Mm-hmm. And before that, I was actually in sales for, God, almost 10 years. So I always had customer service issues going on. I mean, I dealt with customers my whole entire life. And I was also a server for many years on mm-hmm. the side before my mother-bearing days. I always loved having two jobs. I always worked constantly. If I didn't have a full-time job and
so
a part-time job,
that,
I just I didn't feel good about myself. I was always hustling, and I loved being a server. I it was something yeah. I loved to do, and I made so much money doing it. It was crazy, and I kept going back and forth going, man, if I did this full-time and not part-time, I could make like a lot of money. But it was great money. But It was always solving problems, and who wasn't happy with their food, and then you had to go back, and then you had to be the middleman between
right.
the chef and the customer, and customer's always right, but then you have to go back and deal with the owner and the chef, and
right.
it was hard. But I, like you said, just applying the same, you know, skills to effectively solve a problem, whether it's being a server or a manager of some sorts, I can see how it would translate over to being in property management.
Yeah, and it's so funny because when you bring up real estate or property management, it was really funny because I went and did a middle school job fair.
They were like,
really
what? Get a job.
Yeah, well, it was like kind of like we all had every table kind of talked about what the industry was about and stuff. And I would ask the kids, every kid that came up to me, I said, so what do you think about when you think about property management? Every single one of them thought I meant a real estate agent who sold houses.
Mm.
So no one really knew about it. So it was
yeah.
really like, and I know that's kind of on the real younger end. I just
yes.
happened to have the opportunity because my husband taught at the school I went to. So I was like, you know what? It's great to just kind of plant that seed. It never hurts to plant a seed among anyone. So one of the goals that we have for next year, we have the Young Professionals Group that we're going to try to really strengthen. And I think Chrissy said she'll help out
yes,
with that.
I heard Chrissy say that.
Of course
that.
I will.
She's helping out with that. We're like the same age. And as much as I used to be the youngest one in my office. I really liked that. I love to tell like the people I work with, you know, you're the age of my parents, and the reactions I would get, I was like, this is great.
Yeah, right.
Now I'm like, oh, I'm kind of not the youngest one anymore. But I really do want to. We do need to bring in some of the younger folks. So the few things that we're going to do, we want to try to reach out one to colleges, and as we have our group grown, we want to stop feet on the ground. Meeting at the colleges, talking in front of students and trying to grow that group. And as we grow that group, we'd like to be able to have some more informal meetings where we can have people that are involved with IRM come in and talk about their career path so that these students or young professionals can resonate with that. But we also want to offer an opportunity to network and mentor. That's huge. So
Absolutely.
The more we grow, college students is one group we're trying to reach out to. The other thing we're trying to do is those areas that are around property management that are not property management positions, but let's say, for instance, one of my tenants is a bank and they have a real estate division. Well, that real estate division, they might not be property managers, but they're very similar. So if jobs come up in the property management industry, these folks that are in there might see that as something that they might want to do. So if we can kind of expand to the outskirts of property management,
mm-hmm.
maybe reach out to some real estate agents and
yeah.
those that are in hospitality and stuff,
mm-hmm.
because there's such a nice, they can cross over and mesh very well. And people might not have thought of property management as an industry they wanted to go into. I have friends that are in that work in a hotel at a front desk.
Yep.
Say, hey, you know,
hotels are great.
Service.
Yes.
I'm like, you would be a great property manager.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really? I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you
Holly's
know what?
Going to be recruiting all of Rhode Island. There's going to be no jobs available. She's
going
all
to be property managers.
All, everybody's going to be property managers. They're all going to be standing outside of Paolino properties looking
you
for a job.
You promised me a job.
You got me into this. You better get me a job, woman.
It really is such a good business to transition into, because if you've got the basic skills, most companies are willing to pay for the education, or you've got the IREM scholarship. So yes, you can get the education and better yourself, get the designations and move up.
Yeah.
You know, so we really do want to get out there, have these meetings, the informal meetings, have and put the young professionals in touch with those that have been in the industry for a long period of time and give that mentorship. I love, you know, one of the things I really love is to be able to mentor someone that really doesn't know where they're going or what they're doing, and to be able to help them a little bit and then see them succeed is like one of the most, the biggest rewards you can get.
Yeah. Well, even we had Alex on the show, the intern.
Moore, yeah.
And do you know that he ended up working with Chrissy at Pacern?
He was an intern for us for while it was his final semester. Or
That's so funny.
Yeah. And he actually said when he was on the show that day, he had come in and he said, you know, I had no idea what property management was at all. He had no idea. And then you kind of got him from, you know, interning at Paolino, because that's pretty much...
Well, he was actually the IREM intern.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I met with him in the office, but he was our IREM intern to reach out to college students. Yeah. So, like, we were gathering data and stuff like that, and he would come with us. He went with us to the thing at Gillette.
Oh, at Gillette, yep.
Yep, and so he was to help us outreach, and I did have an intern for a couple semesters to do that sort of thing. Now what I'm hoping to do is, if we can actually get people involved in the group rather than having an intern, have some of the students from college start that portion of it and really work on it and stick with it.
Just grow it.
Because when you have someone in for just a semester and then they're gone, then you start over again. So it'll be great to have somebody on more
consistently
of a permanent
basis. Yeah, I think that's a great plan. It's great. We have some good stuff coming up in 2018,
yes,
Chrissy.
Yes, we do. We have some events that we're going to talk about at our next segment, along with maybe the background on why you got your CPM, Holly. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Sponsored by the BillyGrahamBookstore.org. Bless your loved ones with meaningful Christmas gifts on the BillyGrahamBookstore.org, where purchases help fund the ministry of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Order now at BillyGrahamBookstore.org.
If you're an asset or property manager who manages or oversees a team that manages large portfolios of multifamily, office, retail, or industrial properties, consider becoming a certified property manager through the Institute of Real Estate Management. The Institute of Real Estate Management, IREM, is an international community of real estate managers dedicated to ethical business practices, maximizing the value of investment real estate, and promoting superior management through education and information sharing. An affiliate of the National Association of Realtors, IREM is the home for all industry professionals connected to real estate management and the only organization serving both the multifamily and commercial sectors. CPM members are recognized as experts in real estate management. For more information about the benefits of CPM membership, visit IREM.org. That's IREM.org. Invest in yourself. Become a CPM.
I was recently laid off. Bills started to pile up, and we had to make a tough choice. Heat or eat?
For years, the Good Neighbor Energy Fund has responded by providing energy assistance to local households.
Thanks to the fund, my family got through a tough time.
If your household is having trouble paying the heating bills, please contact a CAP agency, call United Way 211, or visit RhodeIslandGoodNeighbor.org. Ad sponsored by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association.
As a New Englander, I was shocked to hear about the closing of our beloved Benny's. 31 stores being closed means the loss of over 700 adored employees. Euclid Financial Services is offering their expertise during their time of stress and transition. If you have questions about the best options for your 401k, pension, or retirement plans, speak to the Retirement Factory team at Euclid. They understand what you're going through, and they can offer comfortable, solid solutions. Call the Retirement Factory today at 401-727-2727. That's 401-727-2727.
Now back to IREM Today, the property management show with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:47 here on IREM Today, the property management show. I'm Chris Denalian, along with my fabulous co-host, Dina Semirelli. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. We are also talking with Holly Rigoli from Paolino Properties. And before the break, I actually want to know how you were able to obtain your CPM, or what interested you to obtain your CPM?
So it was actually my previous employer, my previous boss, Eileen Briley, who was president of our local IREM chapter as well. So years and years and years ago, when I was with the first property management company I worked for, they were bigger on BOMA. And so I got my RPA, Real Property Administrator designation, through lymphoma. And just as I was wrapping that up, you know, I was working for her. I actually took over as the property manager where I am. She is the one that got me into the building I'm in. And when she retired in 2014, I took over for her. But prior to that, when I started working for her, I was just wrapping up my designation as an RPA. And she said, great, now we don't have a BOMA presence in Rhode Island. And IRM is actually better. So you should get your CPM designation. I'm like, oh, okay, so what does that involve? So then it was great because we were able to use some of the RPA. I was able to use my RPA designation and then take a couple other classes and then the MPSA exam, which is that week-long, really stressful period of time. Where,
heard about that.
Yeah, but I will tell you, though, I came out of that a better person. I passed. I can't even tell you. I was so happy that I passed that. And, you know, it was actually, like I said, it was her inspiration that got me to do it, because she said that I should do it because I needed it.
That's great that you had a mentor like that, and then you like to mentor other people
So that's going to translate well for you, because you're not just preaching it. You actually are inspired by it. It's happened. It's a real life story that you can say, my experiences have led me here, and I want to do the same for you and kind of introduce it to you. So real.
I throw the classes at the folks in my office all the time. Actually, two people in my office last year got their ARM designations. I was like, you have to take this. You got to go. And they went and did it, and I was really, really happy to see them do it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. See that? She's just inspiring people all over the place.
I know.
So let's see. We have a couple more minutes left. We're going to talk about some of the
events
that we have.
My favorite part.
Your favorite part. So we did talk briefly.
Social Butterfly.
Earlier. Yes. About the coffee hour. Let's just say it one more time. It's 8:30 this Thursday, November 30th at Hillcrest Apartments in Providence, hosted by Anna Serrano, who is the chair, I believe, of the ARM committee at IRM. So we have that coming up. If you go to the IRMRI.org website and you go into events and education, upcoming events, it's all updated.
It is.
It is. Did you see that?
But I was going to say, Anna Serrano, she actually does the interviews, too.
Oh,
so
the ARM,
score
yes.
yourself some brownie points and talk to her before the interview.
I know how to score brownie points with her because I've done it before. The second time I met her, she loves oatmeal cookies.
Oh.
Oatmeal
so you
cookies.
Bake for her, but not for me. I get it, Dina. It's fine. It's fine. I'm not bitter.
Listen, Christmas is coming
up.
I'll
forget
you. Okay. No, forget it now. You just lost your chance. So maybe I'll make her some for Thursday.
Yeah,
she would love that. She'll be a lot more appreciative than you.
Oh, my gosh.
So going on to the events tab, our installation dinner on December 5th, which is next Tuesday, registration is now closed. Now, I don't want to say you can contact Karen for this because I don't know if there's room or not.
I don't know. Carrie last week was like, absolutely not. When it's closed and that's it.
Well, I do know for the Boston one, it actually says like sold out and the registration link is like closed and you can't even do it. So I wonder if it's the same situation here where we sold out all the tickets as well, because I would imagine there's only a certain amount of seating at some point. We have to tap out. And this is usually a well-responded to event at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that is Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday. Right before that dinner, we have Jack Bentz coming on the show.
Whoop, whoop.
And is it Barbara Fields? Or we don't know who he's bringing
in. It's a mystery guest.
We have a mystery
right
guest coming
mystery
in with Jack Bentz.
Mystery guest with Jack Bentz.
Our installation dinner will be at Tavolo Wine Bar and Tuscan Grill. We are going to be doing the installation of 2018 officers and including any inductions of new ARMs. We have a few from Procern. We have a CPM that Holly had told us about earlier. And it's Toys for Tots. So we'll be collecting new unwrapped toys and donations for Toys for Tots. That's really great when, you know, you come in and you can also give back at the same time that you're enjoying your night. And then, Chrissy, we have the ARM track coming up in January.
Oh, I wonder who's going to register for that.
Oh, well, we'll just wonder, won't
maybe. So that is going on January 11th, 12th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 22nd.
Six of my vacation days for next year if I do that.
It's going to be at Cranberry Pond Apartments in the community room. What's good about that, too, is that last day is usually just the test, so you usually get out of there a little quicker. And it might not be a full day's worth of work, either. Could get out a little early. It's right in Warwick too, so I know some other people even in my company have gone up to Massachusetts to take it just so that way they could get in before the end of the year. But this is very, very convenient.
It's right on Post Road.
So convenient from Lincoln. So absolutely.
Convenient. It's more convenient than where they went. They went like
where in Massachusetts?
I can't remember.
Attleboro would be nice.
No, it was not. Plainville. It was very far. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was very far. It was very far.
Warwick.
But it's going to be right on Post Road. It's right at Cranberry Pond.
Not busy at all at 8 o'clock in the morning. You're good.
It's not that early. Nobody's up that early. They have the prices right on there as far as the regular price, member price.
But apply for our scholarship program to alleviate at least 75% of those costs.
Yes.
If you qualify. And also, as Chrissy and I have mentioned previously, IRM.org, you can apply for the balance of the other 25%. You could actually obtain your ARM for the bubble.
For nothing.
But I did, when I went on earlier today, you do have to get your application in by the 15th of the month to qualify to use that funds for
the
following month. And you can't post-date it. You can't backtrack it.
Oh.
Retroactive, any of that.
You got to be efficient and effective.
Yes. So that's why if anybody is thinking about it, probably attending that coffee hour on Thursday would be a wise decision, just to really learn about how you can apply for the scholarship program and get some information on the ARM as well.
And with the ARM track, as of a couple of years ago, they do require the ethics course as well with the ARM track. So look out, Dina. So you got to take that ethics class.
Rhode Island ethics.
So that is part of that course as well. And then we also have, I know that we gave a little taste of it last week.
Carrie did.
A little preview.
Sneak peek. She said something was what?
Something was brewing.
Brewing. She's so coy.
So punny.
They sent it out today.
I know. That's why we can talk about it.
So now we can finally unveil the big announcement.
I'll take the pizza and beer over the runny eggs.
I'll take the pizza and beer over the, yes. So it's actually going to be our membership appreciation meeting. It's January 24th. And it's going to be at Providence Coal Fire Pizza.
Which I love.
In North Kingstown. Oh my God, I know. Don't confuse it. Don't confuse it, Dina.
So convenient to Lincoln.
Oh, my God.
It's all about
she's
me.
Complaining now about pizza and
she's
two
even
beer and wine
away.
Tickets included.
Oh,
two
I
tickets.
Know.
Cash
so
bar
is
available.
This is replacing our annual breakfast membership appreciation meeting that we normally have, which was still a nice event.
It is. Non-members and guests are $20. Otherwise, it's a free event for IRM members.
I like
it. So another reason for you to become an IRM member. And another thing that we always forget to talk about besides the ARM and CPM designation, that you can just join IRM and be an associate membership.
Yes.
So I don't know why more people don't get their foot in the door that way. Maybe then they want to move on to get the ARM or CPM. Maybe they don't have time to take the classes yet. But just pay to play. Pay to
go drink some beer and have some pizza with
us. Why not?
We're a cool bunch.
Sometimes.
And also, because Chrissy and I like to get off in our tangents, let's talk about being a friend of IRM.
So what is a friend, Dina?
I am a friend.
And what does that mean? Besides you on the radio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So being a friend of IRM means that I am a member. A member.
A member?
That's a vendor and a member together. Pretty much I'm a vendor. And our friends are vendors who touch the property management industry in so many different ways, from myself to advertising to law to IT. To answering services, to
termination,
restoration. Oh, there's any and every possible other industry that can touch property management. It's so beneficial for you to come to an event, become a friend of IRM, really network. It's amazing how many real, true networking relationships that you build. It's not like we always say, it's great to go to the wine event, it's great to go to these events, but everybody here, like Holly was saying earlier, they just really have a passion for the industry, and they're learn there to meet new members, meet new vendors. They're there to kind of talk about their experiences and kind of learn about what you do at your property.
Right.
That's that works for you, and maybe how you can help them. And I mean, I've had great experiences with
and great stories
just from clients that I couldn't get in their door, and just for making new friends and new opportunities, like being here with you every Tuesday.
I know.
Chrissy, you
know? I know. I would have never known the greatness of Dina Cimarelli.
And I would have never known the greatness of you, Chrissy Boom Boom.
Oh, no. That's not bad.
It's not dead.
I want it dead.
All right, so we are getting ready to go, but Chrissy, if they wanted to reach us, how could they find
us? Well, if they're interested in anything that we went over today, from the designations to becoming a friend, give Karen a call at 401 401- 479-7734. Or if they've missed any of the part of the program, you can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for IRAM Today. You can listen to our podcast on our website, iremri.org, iremri.org, I guess. I don't know.
And we can thank Holly Regola for coming in today and spending the hour with us. Thank you for coming on, Holly. I think it was fabulous having you in studio.
Very informative.
Well, thank you guys. It was a pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. And we look forward to what you're going to do in 2018. And you are going to help her, Miss Chrissy.
I am. And I'm going to see, we're going to see her next week.
We are going to see her at the installation dinner.
Installed.
I like it.
Yes.
So what else?
I don't have anything else.
That's it? Nothing else?
I don't have anything.
Jack Benz next week.
Jack Benz. Yes.
We are going to be rushing from here
not
to
Russian,
there.
Rushing.
Not Russian. Was that the Rhode Island in me?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
We're going to be like Superman in the car, like changing and getting dressed and doing like our makeup and putting on our nylons and our holiday shoes.
I don't know about all that.
And Jack's going to be in the car with his like razor. All right. Well, thank you very much for tuning in. We look forward to talking to you next week. Have a great night.
This episode of IRAM Today is brought to you by O'Leary Law Associates, offering clients the benefit of over 60 years of combined legal experience in real estate, litigation, commercial, probate, trust, and estate planning matters. To consult with O'Leary Law Associates, please call 401-615-8584 or visit them online at O'LearyLaw.com.